Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The third baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Narlski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Narlski. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Goodman trying to get to home. Hardy throws the ball into Brown, who tags Goodman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to second. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mueller moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Narlski moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pierce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Power reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. There goes Power. The throw from Lawler and Power is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Landis reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran misplays the ball. That's an error on Moran. Aparicio moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to third. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held pinch hits for Billy Moran. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Billy Harrell pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Harrell moves to second. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Mickey Vernon. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brown scores. Harrell moves to third. Avila moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jerry Staley now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Woody Held now playing third base. Billy Harrell now playing shortstop. Vic Power now playing first base. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox bunts towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Esposito moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Dick Brown. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Larry Doby pinch hits for Woody Held. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Bob Shaw now pitching. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrell moves to second. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Don Mossy. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler strikes out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Shaw moves to second. one out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox is walked intentionally. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shaw moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the mound. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is called out on strikes. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is walked intentionally. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 0 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn now pitching. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Harrell strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Landis reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Boone moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.